Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about emojis, because it is World Emoji Day. And it's fascinating, because a while back, maybe about 2 years ago, I was doing some work around this, and I wanted to look at the impact that emojis have in communicating. And what I saw and what I found at that time was that using emojis in a WhatsApp was absolutely perfectly acceptable, didn't diminish your people's perception of you. But if you used it in an email, specifically work emails, it really did reduce your status. I don't know if that is still the case, because emojis have really become very much part of our world. Barry Viljoen is a clinical psychologist. Barry, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to the Morning Mayhem. Hope you are well.
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me. It sounds very calm for mayhem. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do then. So Barry, it is so interesting, because emojis joined us looking obviously very simple, very childlike, very basic, but they've become part of the way in which we communicate. How are they perceived by receivers of an emoji?
So I think, like you say, it went from those kind of little commas and brackets that were smiley faces, right, to complicated ones. And I think you've got an interesting point there, but how do we perceive it? And I don't know if you recall, in quite a central point in quite a big court case in the Eastern Cape that the whole country was following last year. I don't know if you remember, where they had two different emoji experts, one from UWC and the other.
Why don't I remember this? Tell me about it.
It was the sexual harassment case in the Eastern Cape.
Yes, of course. Yes. It's now coming back to me. But tell us a little bit more.
So there you actually had experts who were talking and analyzing the sociocultural aspects to what one emoji could mean in different settings. And I think, again, it just shows you how emojis have moved from something quite casual and maybe playful to something quite established in our society.
And maybe sometimes even sinister. Because, as you say, if you send an eggplant, it's now come to mean something very, very different than a vegetable.
100%. Unless you're sending a quick shopping list.
Right. What could go wrong? But it has become a way of communicating. Why is it that we've adopted this so readily?
So that's a great question, and I suppose it kind of breaks things down. It makes things. It's quicker ways of communicating things, and maybe makes it a bit. Maybe feel a bit more personal or personable. And if you think about also how some shorthand may be coming in.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And like you say, you could send one image and it could construe a whole load of meaning that you would have to have a lot more words to convey.
Right. And also, I guess now that WhatsApp allows reactions, it wasn't so long ago when we didn't have those. Now somebody can send you something and you can send a smiling face or a thumbs up or a laughing face, whatever it is appropriate to that. So all it says is that I am reacting emotionally. Does it mean as well that we are becoming a lot more reliant on our written communication, i.e., let's say WhatsApp, to express emotion than simply conveying communication back and forth?
No, definitely. And I think there's a lot more attached to it. Like you say, you lose a lot of tone and a lot of context in text generally. And I think this maybe tries to bring that human element and a connection element to it, I think.
Right.
Within South Africa and maybe to a lot of your listeners, that families are more spread than they used to be necessarily. So it kind of maybe feels a bit more personable sending an emoji or sending those reactions in text, but it feels like this person's a bit closer, maybe.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking about that with kids overseas. They send you a photo, you heart it. You know, you send a heart saying, you know, I love that photo, which conveys the warmth that, you know, you would need an essay to convey if you were trying to put it into words. I wonder, does you know, and maybe it's not a question for a psychologist, but more for maybe a linguist that or somebody that studies the evolution of language. But I mean, I wonder if we're going to land up seeing emojis in written, not just text, but in written works. We haven't seen it yet, but I just do wonder if this is the next step. I mean, is it really simply another word that's just written differently?
I do think you have a point there, and I haven't seen any literature or any writing necessarily formally published writing that is emojis, but I wouldn't be surprised, like you say, in maybe teen literature coming up. Wasn't it, what is her name, J.K. Rowling's alter ego, where she calls herself David Galbraith?
Yes.
Her one book has got a lot of, it's literally tweets that are printed out. And there's quite a lot of emojis in it.
Yes.
And I think that context makes you feel more in the story is what a lot of people have said about the book.
Right. And it really is fascinating. As a psychologist, has this impacted you in the way your clients or patients deal with you, communicate with you? Do you find it a useful tool?
I think it can be a useful tool in general communication, but I think it also leaves, like you say, a lot of space for misunderstandings. I know there's quite a lot where some people found a thumbs up being quite passive aggressive.
Yes, I was one of those. One thumbs up. Well, that was before the reactions. But if you had to sort of put it in the next line, one thumbs up is passive aggressive. Two thumbs up is cool. That's fine. But I mean, that was just my own. That's my own stuff. I don't know. You know, we bring ourselves to our interpretation, obviously.
100%, and I think that's where the lines of maybe not understanding each other could come through. And I think, you know, there is a lot more space for miscommunication. Like you said, you know, you want to answer very quickly and rapidly, but convey a lot in one or two little images.
Yes, and of course, the what it also does is it rips apart the generation gap because, it back to that eggplant, it can go really, really badly if you misunderstand what an emoji means. That is where we do need to leave it. Absolutely fascinating conversation. Thank you for chatting to us about this. It is World Emoji Day. That was Barry Viljoen, a clinical psychologist, talking to us about the ways in which we express our emotions.